Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Please lead us and guide us as we discuss your word so that we may learn to be more like you in every way, in Jesus' name. Good morning, saints. We're reading 1 Timothy 2, verse 13 to 15, and that's in KJV version. For Adam was formed first, then Eve, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived fell into transgression. Nevertheless, she will be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith, love, and holiness with self-control. I used to really dislike those verses. You know, the picture of being barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen. Until I became a mom. When I gave birth, I discovered the huge leap of heart size that happens in a mom. And I realized that being a mother is the biggest privilege anyone could experience. And I've seen fathers, when their first child is born, how proud and beautiful they are as well. And I've seen my own husband as father of my son, how they just are beautiful with their children. And so parenting, or childbearing as it says, is a huge privilege. And so I rather like this verse now. Faith, love, holiness, and self-control applies to males and females alike. And in the culture of those days, little boys went to school to learn about the Bible. The little girls were taught by their mothers to cook and clean house and sew and all those other important things and do business. Look at the Proverbs 31 woman, buying a field and doing business and all that stuff. So, in their culture, the boys knew the scriptures and knew them well, and the girls generally didn't know the scriptures very well. So, if a person wants to be in a teaching position, they need to know the scriptures, they need to know God, whether they go to Bible study or Bible school or just become closely intimate with our loving Lord and Savior. We need to know the scriptures before we can teach, and this is important. No yacht or ship can have two skippers. Basically, if there are two qualified skippers on board a yacht and they're sailing down the coastline or across the ocean, one of them has to be the skipper and the other one has to be the other sailor or whatever they call them. So in a home, in a family, one person has to be the leader, and it looks like from the Bible that that is the male's role. The Bible speaks of husband and wife and their relationship, and in those verses it says that they're talking about Jesus Christ and his bride, that's you and me, whether we are male or female. We are part of the bride of Christ. And so we need to do all that we can to follow Christ, to listen to him, to obey him, and to live the kind of life that glorifies our Father in heaven. And the What Would Jesus Do bracelets were popular at one time. And some people think, means nothing. And yet that's exactly how we should live. We should live the way Jesus would live if he was walking planet Earth. And he did walk planet Earth, and we can see how he responded to people in love, how he never judged people, how he didn't criticize people, how he always spoke the truth in love. He didn't turn a blind eye to people's attitudes and actions, but he did speak truthfully and lovingly, and he never judged, he never belittled. He always encouraged, and even when he had to correct people, when Peter said he would follow him and he said, "Oh, but you're going to deny me three times," even then he did not belittle Peter. He just stated the fact that no matter how hard we try in the flesh, we can only succeed in following him, in doing what he expects us to do, when we do it by his strength, by his grace. And Peter didn't have that yet because Jesus hadn't died on the cross yet. And so let us always live our lives doing what Jesus would do, speaking the way Jesus would speak, and loving the way Jesus would love. Arise and shine, and shine your light in this world that needs the love of God so desperately.